Scotland looks at petition to phase out greyhound racing. Following a petition from Scotland against greyhound exploitation, SAGE, to the Scottish Parliament, Hamza Yousaf, the First Minister of Scotland, part of the UK, has said there is to be a review of greyhound racing in the country. Pressure has been growing to end the sport of greyhound racing in Scotland, and there are 9 organisations that have this aim that has joined together, including One Kind, Edinburgh Dog and Cat Home, League Against Cruel Sports, and more. These organizations have been campaigning for an end to the sport and believe greyhound racing puts the dogs in a position of unacceptable risk of injury and death. During questions in the Scottish Parliament, Mark Ruskell, a member of the Scottish Parliament, MSP, raised the issue of the petition and the proposal of a ban on greyhound racing in the country to the floor of the House. In response, Hamza Yousaf said, "I agree that animal welfare should be at the heart of the government's agenda, and I would consider what steps it could take. I am, of course, more than happy to look at how we can give further effect to Mark Ruskell's ask. We have a good record when it comes to animal welfare, but I agree that there is further for us to go. Currently, Thornton Greyhound Stadium, which is unlicensed, is the last remaining dog track in Scotland. Quote, I welcome the First Minister's interest and am glad that he shares my concerns. I hope that we can work together to phase out greyhound racing. No dog should endure the risks that are at the heart of this industry. It is heartening to see so many people coming together as one voice to demand a phase out of greyhound racing in Scotland. We are motivated by the welfare of these beautiful creatures and a desire to ensure that they are cared for and protected." Mark Ruskell, member of the Scottish Parliament.